Strong management skills is going to be one of the most important parts of the future. So the fact is, good people will leave your organization, but if you create an environment where it's great to learn, skills are added, knowledge is added, the team is well aligned, you're going to attract the best people.
This is the Asset Champion Podcast, where we talk with facilities maintenance and asset management leaders about the industry trends and technologies impacting your organization. This show is powered by the iOffice Asset Division, delivering easy-to-use maintenance management software tools to help you drive powerful asset performance. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Asset Champion Podcast. It's me, your host, DJ Mike P., and I am thrilled to have you here with us again for another interesting conversation from the world of asset management. In fact, today I have a pretty unique guest, someone who is working in the industry, has an interesting background, and I can't wait for you to meet him. Joining us today from sunny Florida, please welcome Chris Pepin. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how are you doing today?
I am doing great. So, Chris, tell me about Florida. Have you been there a long time?
Well, I'm a true native Floridian, Mike. So I was actually born 2 miles from the Daytona Speedway.
Oh, wow.
So I've got a lot of Daytona, a lot of speed in my blood, to be perfectly honest.
You feel the need for speed. So if you're not first, you're last, I guess, Ricky Bobby?
Yeah. Well, believe it or not, when I was going to high school, you could hear the cars running and qualifying outdoors because my high school was maybe 10 miles from there.
Wow.
During the 24 hours of Daytona, even in my home growing up in Ormond Beach, which was the next town over, you could hear the 24-hour cars running late at night when it was quiet. So
nice.
Yeah, I've been around that and been a true Floridian as long as I've been here.
As long as you can remember. Well, I apologize for making a movie reference instead of talking about NASCAR for real. I grew up in the North, so I've only recently shown an interest in the world of car racing and NASCAR in particular. When I moved to the DC area, you know, Richmond is only a couple hours south of me. So there is a big audience for that sport. And it is a sport, right? Do you agree?
I agree entirely. Sitting in a sweaty car and having to deal with the endurance, no air conditioning, and performance-oriented suspension at a high degree of speed and focus is quite a taxing thing to do.
All right. No argument from me. And a lot of my audience will appreciate you sharing that. That's really cool. Chris is founder and managing partner at Progressive Reliability, a firm that specializes in the recruitment, screening, and placement of maintenance and reliability professionals. Now, Chris, this is interesting to me. Tell us a little bit more about the company and how you ended up where you are today.
Well, I've actually truly wanted to be an entrepreneur and a business owner as long as I could remember. So I've always looked for, okay, what is the right skill sets to be able to be in business? And there's really two core fundamentals, finance and sales. So when I went through college and business school coming right out, I wanted to find the best sales background I possibly could. So I did a kind of a self-guided apprenticeship in sales for about 6 years.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So I took on a really good sales system and a sales process and I learned it. And once I had those skills, I started looking for, you know, that was the fundamental. Now, what is the kind of business to be in? And I was fortunate enough to find the staffing and recruiting industry. So I went and started my own first company that I ran myself, which was recruiting high-level people within the data and analytics technology world. So I went after kind of the Silicon Valley dream and held that company for 6 years before I sold it.
Interesting.
After that, I was fortunate enough to find the maintenance and reliability world through my own network here in Jacksonville. So I found somebody who's been in the industry for a very long time. Had pointed out kind of where the needs were. So I was able to couple the tremendous needs, the tremendous difficulties, you know, that are being faced, as well as, you know, the experience of scaling and the experience of being able to, not necessarily selling in terms of convincing somebody of something, but, you know, one of the best things about truly knowing sales is once you know how to sell something, you just stop pitching. You find the right product and the right market fit, and then you just put yourself in a position to be a better provider than the competition. So it's a lot simpler that way. So since basically 2019, we've been getting Progressive Reliability going and putting all the business pieces in place and just finding a really responsive market. So it's a really great intersection of all that past experience.
Wow. Fascinating stuff. I look forward to hearing more details, and I'm sure my audience is going to want to know what you found so attractive about the world of maintenance and reliability and asset management. It's what they're invested in and what they're interested in. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. I do want to mention real quickly that the person who introduced us was episode 47 guest Tom Moriarty. So how do you know Tom?
Tom and I actually had lunch a few weeks ago, which is where we got introduced. So I'm on the SMRP Workforce Development Board with Tom. I got introduced to him through several other of our company's advisors, and we hit it off really well. He's got tremendous vision, tremendous experience. And so we've been working together to figure out, you know, where we can drive the most value for this, for the future and for the next phase, not only of our economy, but also for the manufacturing world. So we've just put a lot of really great ideas together, and his book's fabulous. We're both contributors to the same publication, so we had a lot in common, a lot aligned, and have just found some unique ways to go about providing our value.
That's awesome. And that's just another example of how great this community of maintenance and reliability and asset management is. Most of my guests have come from the introduction from a past guest or someone who's found the show and recommends someone. So keep them coming, folks. And thank you so much, Tom, for introducing me to Chris. So Chris, if you've heard the show, you know that I like to do a little shortcut and get to know the personality of my guests in a fast way by asking about music. So do you have a favorite type of music or song that gets you inspired?
You know, I create little radio channels. And so one of the nice things about when the weather's good, I've just been going back to Pandora, and I created this fantastic Ray Charles station, which is probably the best nice long back porch dinner party station I could, and just went through all of this amazing music from the 60s. And it was just, sometimes there's these moments on your playlist where they nonstop, it's just one amazing song after the other, stuff I hadn't heard in 5, 10, 20 years. So my wife and I spent probably a good 4 hours and more bottles of wine than I care to admit, enjoying some great music on the back porch. So as of now, that's probably the best one I've been through. But otherwise, between going back to the archives of really great music we've heard in the past, I really enjoy books on tape on road trips. So that's where I get all my learning done, and really like to turn my car into a classroom. It's maybe not as sexy or interesting, but man, is it rewarding.
Oh, sure. University on wheels. No doubt about it. I can't wait for the pandemic to fully wind down so more people can be tuning in to this podcast and other great resources, because you can really learn anything by listening to audiobooks and podcasts these days. It's just a great opportunity to learn. Good stuff. Hey, let's continue the inspiration by sharing a favorite motivational quote. Do you have one for us?
Yeah, as of late, there's supply chain issues, there's stops and starts, there's huge demand on one side and no relationship on the other. And I've been reminding myself that in life, nothing happens to you, it all happens for you. So whenever we hit a wall or a challenge or something can be an issue, or people don't show up, or you name it, it's just great to remind yourself. It's like, okay, well, what's happening for us? What's happening on our behalf? How are we getting stronger? You know, how are we getting better? What, you know, this door is closing, what door is opening? And that's just been probably the most important quote of the day as we're going through getting everything working again.
Wow, I like that a lot. I have not heard that explicitly said before, but it sounds like a real great piece of wisdom. Well, with that in mind, Chris, I've been doing this podcast for about a year now, and the world of asset management was really new to me, and I've learned so much by talking to all these amazing guests. So I want to revisit what you said earlier about how you decided to seek out a market that had potential. You decided to choose to make a contribution to the world of maintenance, reliability, and asset management. What is it that you have chosen to focus on, and how do you approach things?
Well, I was
technically kind of invited into the industry. I have a colleague here in town who had mentioned just how much of a need there was for great recruitment skills, and as well as for the contracting that's going on, as well as, frankly, where the market's changing to, a lot of great people with great knowledge are retiring and moving on, and it's time for the next generation to pick things up. So I was invited to take a look at it, give it a try, see what's out there, and really appreciated the way people treat each other in manufacturing. It's just something, after having been in healthcare and been in, you know, the deep parts of Silicon Valley technology, there's a camaraderie, there's a respect that you just don't find in other verticals. And I think, you know, a lot of that has to do with just the people in the regions that are so deeply involved in manufacturing. And it was a breath of fresh air. So not only is there a tremendous amount of opportunity, but it's much like, you know, we call Jacksonville the biggest small town in the country. And I tell you what, maintenance and reliability is a really big small industry. Everybody knows everybody. And so the opportunities to do a really phenomenal job are there and very well rewarded. And doing anything less than your absolute best for the people you work with is very quickly removed. So frankly, that level of accountability is really refreshing, and it just really makes things a lot simpler in terms of your interpersonal relationship. So I found that to be tremendously rewarding.
Yeah, I can't agree more. I mean, people are very willing to open up and share and collaborate, and I find that very, very rewarding. And really, I just couldn't have gotten to where I am right now, certainly through the middle of a global pandemic, if it wasn't for that welcoming spirit I find within this community. So I'm just putting myself in the shoes of my audience and wanting to know more about what it is you do in a, you know, real practical way. So as a recruiter and as someone who works with organizations in manufacturing to fill these highly valuable roles, what is it you're looking for? What are the trends you're seeing in the industry? And where should my audience be focused in the months and years to come?
Always go back to the fundamentals. That's the most important thing in hiring. That's the most important thing we found from our subject matter experts in the maintenance, reliability, and asset management disciplines. Always, always, always pay attention to the fundamentals. There's going to be a new skill set, a new word of the day, a new you name it. And it can be a bit of a distraction, and you always want to look at the fundamentals, because that's the one thing that, you know, the world wants to get away from. And frankly, it's always the one thing that we come back to. So in terms of finding quality people, you know, there's an integrity there. There's a, here's what we do to fulfill. Here's how we've overcome certain challenges. And frankly, you know, when you just get enough data and you look at enough of it, yeah, there are specific skill sets that are important to any given job, but it's that, how do you grow? How do you improve? It's the same thing with, in terms of asset management, you have to know what your criticality analysis has to be right. If everything's a priority, nothing's a priority. In terms of your CMMMS, it's much like the human mind. A lot of people are getting by using only 30 to 40% of what the thing's capable of. You know, it's difficult to really get in and make the changes to fully utilize it, just like your own skills and your own abilities. It requires a, you know, a little extra investment here and there yields huge dividends compared to just going along with what we've always done the way we've always done it. So I think those are really important things to keep in mind.
Wow, that's so good. So who is it you're dealing with mostly? Is it employers looking to fill roles, or are you helping to guide folks that are on an asset management career track, wanting to improve themselves, upskill, and be ready for whatever's next in the marketplace, or a combination of both?
So we spend the majority of our time dealing with the manufacturing leaders that have the pain and the challenge. There's the internal onboarding and HR divisions that is more of kind of a administrative processing function. We spend our time with the people who have the challenges, who have the needs, who know what's vacant, who knows what's coming up,
We also know who likes their job and who doesn't. So ours is a network of relationships. There's no real true IP to what we do. We just do the things other people, frankly, don't want to or are unwilling to when it comes to being able to recruit all day, every day. I mean, that's really our other asset is this is all we do. We don't have a lot of other competing and conflicting demands. We just go out and find the right people. And we manage and nurture the relationships to make sure that we know who's available, who's looking, who's where. In terms of skilling people up, there's a lot of fantastic training companies out there. So there's really no need for us to go compete in that market. When we look at companies that want to get skilled up, we go find either people with the right fundamentals and we can augment that. If a company, say, has a really great team, but they don't, you know, their PMs are behind, we can get them 4 or 5 subject matter experts, get them caught up on their PMs, as well as make sure that the knowledge transfer takes place so that their team is better and more capable. So one of the fundamental things we do is we always want to make sure we're leaving our clients in better shape than we found them.
Well, that's great, Chris. And it leads right into my next question really nicely. You talked about solving problems and meeting the challenges of your clients. What are some of the big challenges facing the asset management world today here in the middle of 2021?
In the middle of 2021, a big issue is going to be last year, everybody was offsite. So everything that wasn't absolutely critical was taken offline or you know, sent to work from home, which means you've got just a lot of projects and work that wasn't done last year. Now the pendulum swung the other way and facilities are running, everything's running, equipment's running, people are running at 120% of capacity, having not done a lot of the work that needed to be done last year. So tasks are behind everywhere. And also there's a real true issue with shortage of people willing to work at this point in the world. So we've just got a lot of folks for a lot of reasons, you know, most of which we're quite empathetic to. There's been no school. People have had to be, you know, do their own childcare. You've got to take care of your own family and your own lives through this pandemic and make sure you're watching your own health. So we've got people that we're trying to get back into the workforce as we're under tremendous pressure and growth, as we're facing a year of minimal operations in the reliability and the maintenance task world. So pretty much everything hurts. And what we're doing is making sure that the facilities and the clients we work with that are forward thinking are the ones that are fed first. You know, the organizations that treat their people right, that have the strongest management that we know are trying to move ahead, that's where we're establishing our relationships. So that's really what we've been paying attention to in a world of limited resources. You want to make sure you're dealing with the best organizations and the best people possible. And that's where we've been.
So as we wrap up, Chris, what advice do you have for my audience of asset management leaders as we all head into the future together?
Well, strong management skills is going to be one of the most important parts of the future. So I took a look at these questions in advance and wanted to make sure that we really had something good to leave behind. And I was having another conversation with somebody earlier. And the fact is, good people will leave your organization. But if good people leave your organization stronger than they turned up, you create a legacy of, hey, coming in, even if it's a difficult organization, even if it's a challenging organization, if you create an environment where it's great to learn, skills are added, knowledge is added, the team is well aligned, you're going to attract the best people. You won't need me. You know, frankly, we want companies, like in talking about leaving them better than we found them, if organizations can get to a point where they're so good at attracting and retaining talent, they don't need us, we can go on and serve another organization that does need what we do. Mm-hmm. So right. I think it's really, really important, especially for the future of manufacturing, the future of, you know, our own national security and supply chains, is to make sure that you're treating your people well. That doesn't mean giving them whatever they want anytime they ask for it. It means making sure that they're better than they were when they turned up today, this week, this month, this year, and throughout their career. So we really, really encourage folks out there to lead well and to be transparent leaders, because the next generation expects it.
Well said. And couldn't agree more. Really nicely done. Chris, this has been really interesting and really helpful, and I really appreciate you taking time to be on the Asset Champion podcast.
Hey, thanks for having me. It was a pleasure to do this interview and really appreciate the work that you guys are doing.
There you have it, everybody. Chris Pepin of Progressive Reliability. For more information about what Chris does, I'll point you in the show notes to his website, prorely.com. There you'll find a manufacturing hiring playbook to get your 2021 guide to reducing turnover. You can find that online. I'll also direct you to Chris's LinkedIn profile. Please connect with him, reach out, say hello, and tell him you heard him here on the Asset Champion podcast. And thank you, as always, for joining us this week. I hope that you are finding these conversations valuable. And if so, please share them with a colleague or a friend. Leave us a rating and a review over at Apple Podcasts. And I'll look forward to talking to you again next time as we continue on this journey together to encourage and inspire each other to be an asset champion. Peace out. You've been listening to the Asset Champion Podcast. We hope you found this discussion beneficial as we work together to elevate asset management success by improving efficiency, reducing costs, and building best practices. For more information about how the iOffice Asset Division can boost the performance of your physical assets by providing comprehensive enterprise asset management software solutions, please visit assetchampion.com.